Welcome to the Conquer Your Mountains Week 14 podcast titled The Last Chapter, Where Happy Endings Begin.
If you are following the Conquer Your Mountains reading plan, you are in week 14, that is the name Ezra. Your joy is my strength.
My name is Amanda De Wit, and I am a senior editor at Luca, the faith and inspiration imprint of Penguin Random House South Africa.
And I am Mandla Moyo, the author of the motivational book, Conquer Your Mountains, and also the brand new science fiction book called The Fallen Angel.
So we have quite an odd and interesting title today, The Last Chapter, Where Happy Endings Begin. Where are you going with this, Mandla?
What I was thinking is that when you read a book or watch a movie, the happy ending is always only at the end. And I was wondering if we can flip that script.
So isn't life like that? I mean, we work 17 years at school and university and then assume our happy ending will be when we start work. And then we think our happy ending will be once we get married. And then when we have kids, and then when the kids leave the house, and then we push on thinking the happy ending is after we retire. So
yeah, if you carry on like that, it sounds like there is no happy ending.
I guess we wouldn't have this podcast if we didn't believe in happy endings then.
Yeah, so that's just it, Amanda. I was researching why happiness has to be at the end, like how the movies and books portray. And I don't think that's realistic. If we always had to wait for a happy ending, I think it would be an 80, 90-year journey. And what I started to think about is, how do you start to create moments of joy and happiness on a daily basis? And one of the movies that talks to this is The Pursuit of Happiness, which was quite a big movie over 10 years ago.
Yes, and wasn't that the one with Will Smith?
Yes. Did you watch it?
Yes, it was beautiful.
So in that movie, and just to remind you of the storyline, you've got the hero, Chris Gardner. He's got this unwavering love for his son, for his family, as he's trying to create a better future. And then he finds an internship, which is unpaid, but he knows if he finishes that internship, he'll be able to create a better life for him and his family. And the movie talks about him now juggling all of these multiple pursuits, all about trying to create that happy life.
Absolutely. I see you have highlighted page 52 of the Conquer Your Mountains book. Tell us what you have written there.
So page 52 says that although God is writing the chapters of our lives, we often try to grab the pen from the all-knowing author, thinking that we can speed things up to a happier conclusion. I think it's possible to live an energetic life of striving for each day to be a brilliant day at work and at home with families and friends, while also waiting patiently for the joyful conclusions that only God can create.
Oh, that's such a big thing, God's timing and people being okay with that. And in your extract, what is the source of joy and happiness?
Probably knowing that we're not the author. Life can feel fairly random as we live it. And if we assume that we can solve things in every instance, I think that can lead to lots of frustration. And also not trying to speed things up. We can be unhappy because the happy ending is taking too long. But I think it's about enjoying the moments and just really trying to create small victories and breakthroughs from each day. And in that situation, it can be moments of happiness and joy instead of waiting for a happy ending.
So like living it and not just waiting for it at the end.
Yes.
So on your book cover of Conquer Your Mountains, you seem very happy and smiling. Would you say that is a sign of happiness and joy?
I must admit, I actually do a photo shoot for that. although I was smiling, that was after hours of trying to get the right shot. I'd say that the smile is a window into the heart, and it's an expression of my emotions in that instance. And I was thinking, as that picture was taken, what will people receive from this book, and how will it change their lives? And I think that's what kept me smiling.
That's really good. It's like, I believe that you have to smile with the eyes as well. Then it really works. I actually read a study a while ago where they say people who didn't feel like smiling, who were feeling down or depressed, or if they just forced their face to smile, they, like, even if it was a fake smile, and they kept it going for a while, then they would just start smiling really, or like truly. So it would turn into a real smile. So it was actually quite an interesting study connected to smiling and the effect it has on human emotions and the mind. And yeah, that was quite an interesting thing that I learned. So how do you define a happy ending in life? If it's not after studying, not after marriage, not after the kids leave the house.
Yeah, so when you watch a movie, the typical happy ending is the good guys winning. Because normally most movies are about good versus bad. And at a high level, we want the good guys to win. And that's the happy ending. But in the realm of telling stories, there's so many twists to a happy ending. It could be if it's a romantic movie, the two people finally falling in love and living happily after. It could be an underdog that's prevailing. If it's a story of personal triumph. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many movies where there's a downtrodden team, and it can be an American football team or soccer team, and they get a coach, and somehow with a small investment playing David and Goliath battle, they win the series. And we love those stories. And you get stories of reconciliation, stories of redemption, stories of fulfillment. I think in all of those situations, the happy ending that we receive is that warm feeling that all is now right with the world. And I think that's that pursuit of happiness, where we perceive that our world is not right. And that's how we get overjoyed when, even if it's a movie or a book, we see things becoming right. And I think that talks to what we try and create in our lives.
I really like that. I really like the idea that everything doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to feel right for it to be a happy ending. And just, you get to a place of contentment, even though everything isn't perfect. And that is a good happy ending. I like that idea.
And tell me about a happy ending from your own life, Amanda.
I think absolutely, if I have to think about something that concluded for me in great contentment, would be my journey as a parent. I have been a single parent. I got divorced when my daughter was, I think, 4 years old. So, and now she is just finished with her study. She's getting her degree in April, and she's got a very good job, and she's living in her own place. So I've got that whole raised one functional human being ticked off my list. And it feels good. It feels really great, that knowing that I went on that journey. And I remember when she was born, I was thinking, how in the world am I going to get this little baby big one day? How am I going to teach her to read and to write and to tie her own shoes and to fry an egg? And today she is a wonderful human being, somebody that I'm very proud of to call my daughter. And I think for me, that definitely a happy ending, but it's also a happy beginning, because I'm now the parent of an adult child, which is a much different thing from being a parent to a dependent child. And so you do that little bit of a transition. So yeah, that was for me definitely, or is for me definitely, a happy, memorable ending.
And I think in that journey, it's a multi-year, or it's a decades-long journey. What keeps you going in that pursuit of creating the moments or seasons of happiness and joy?
I think now that I've reached a more mature age, let's not give it away.
But now
that I'm older, I definitely have a much, much more of an appreciation for the little things in life. And one of my favorite quotes is that it says, the little things, when you look back, they aren't the little things. They weren't the little things. They are actually the biggest things. And I think we're so focused on the big moments of happiness, the big moments, the highlights of life. But if you focused on that and you're not focused on all the time in between, and you're just living for the big moments and working towards them, you lose all everything in between. So another quote is that I've heard is, before enlightenment, chop wood and fetch water, and after enlightenment, fetch wood and chop water. fetch water and chop wood. I've messed that up. But the idea is about being happy even when you're washing the dishes, and being happy and content with your life in the small moments and enjoying the little things. So absolutely, I think that's the greatest lesson I've learned now that I've matured a bit in life, is to really be present for every moment.
Yes. No, that's so powerful, Amanda.
Definitely. So what role did hope play in creating your happy endings?
Maybe I need to differentiate between a happy ending and a satisfying ending. And I know we talk about happy endings, the pursuit of happiness, in many of our endeavors. The happy ending in a story is things being made right, the story's conflicts being resolved, and the characters finding the joy and love that they were pursuing. But I'd like to suggest that there's a better ending, which is a satisfying ending. And when I say satisfying is more versatile, in that it can include happiness, but it also includes the tying up of loose ends, the answers, finding answers. It doesn't guarantee unbridled happiness, because in real life, I think all of us do go through pain and sickness or very sad moments. But I'd say that it's about finding, if you look at the Avengers sort of ending, Avengers Endgame, where the Avengers destroyed Thanos' army. And some of them do die along the way. But even in that climactic showdown, there's so much that as a viewer, you're like, oh, wow, this is satisfying. It's not just that the good guys have won, it's about celebrating the heroes that have actually done what they could to save humankind. So I'd say it's about creating that ultimate satisfaction.
That is so true. Do you think optimism and anticipation, and along with hope, plays a role in storytelling?
I think so, because when you read a book, what makes you turn the next cover is you are optimistic that there will be some improvement. I think if you were reading a book or you're watching a movie where you knew that it all leads to nowhere, you'd probably put it away. So I think as human beings, we are designed to always seek a better way and a better day. So optimism and hope is hugely crucial. And it's something that we need to dig into on a daily basis.
That's so true. That is something to live by, actually, to
yes.
always look forward and to a higher, upper level. You know, we're always expecting more, because I think living in a joyful, positive, hopeful expectation of what the future might bring. I mean, hope is like what might happen.
Yes.
So that's a very good thing. So Mandla, share with us, please, a favorite fictional happy ending and why it resonated with you.
I think a famous fictional happy ending, or it's partly true, is the Titanic. And the Titanic is a love story. And in this story, it's not entirely a great ending. But there is
a moment. It's sweet, because Jack dies.
It's bittersweet, yeah.
Jack dies. It was horrible.
Yeah, but it goes all the way forward to many decades later, where you see his lover, and she seems to have lived probably not the life that she wanted. But you can see she's got so many fond memories as she tells the story.
That's true.
So they are bittersweet moments. And I don't think Titanic would have been one of the best grossing movies if it wasn't satisfying in a way.
I think that you've touched on something very important here with mentioning that is your favorite happy ending, because that wouldn't have been the one that I thought of as a happy ending. But it's about a perspective, but that, yep, even though life didn't turn out the way she wished or hoped or planned for it, she still had her contentment, she still had her happy life. So it's a matter of perspective. I like that. I like that twist on it, because for me it was a very sad movie, so I'll look at it now in a different way. So in life, how do you handle unexpected plot twists while still aiming for a positive outcome then?
I mentioned earlier that there's so many things in life that we don't control. So when life takes a weird turn, I think you need to realize that that is life. It does throw curveballs at us. I think for me, it's about having the prospect of hope. I think we said hope is important. Being able to process emotionally each day. I think that's one of the reasons why we sleep. You put aside what is happening that day and you strengthen yourself up for the next day.
Yes.
And it's really about living a life where, you're partly in a fairy tale world, where you're imagining a happy ending, because you always need to imagine a happy ending, but you're also realistic about the things that you can control, and also the things where you need others to come alongside you in your journey.
I agree. I think it's so important for people to take responsibility for their own happiness. You cannot expect another person or a situation for your happiness to be contingent on that, because people fluctuate and change, and they come in and out of your life. Circumstances change. So if you're always going to be, your happiness is going to be contingent on what's going on the outside of your life, or on the outside of who you are as a person, then your happiness is always going to fluctuate according to what's happening. So I think it's very important to have that internal, like you spoke about, your internal wells of fountains of personal sources of joy and peace in one of the previous podcasts. I think that's important to take responsibility for your own happiness and not put that responsibility on other people. So how does one's perspective of happiness and joy then changes as they grow older, would you say?
As we are younger, we focus on things and dreams. And as we grow older, we start to focus more on people, and also on the moments where we can take something joyful out of a situation.
Absolutely.
You can create a moment of joy even walking through a forest, or
yes,
spending time with with loved ones. Yeah, so it's finding those moments as opposed to thinking of this huge dream that will one day create that happiness. I think it's good to focus on those big things, but those things take time. And as you along that journey, you need to see what can give you joy.
Absolutely. Appreciation for current moments of joy. That's a good one. And any closing remarks to our listeners as we end this podcast episode?
Yeah, I'd say keep pursuing those satisfying endings on a daily basis. If you can end each day knowing that you've done your best with what you are given, and that you can recharge and get up again the next day and keep pushing. I think that should help you on your journey of getting joy from life.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Mandla.